Lithuania, where only Chabad Hasidim. This was a different sort of Hasidim because of the influence of Musar, of Musarnik. The first you will see in Slobodka, the first yeshiva after the Volozhin's yeshiva, was established by Rav Lipkin, by Rav Salanter, we called Salanter the Musar Yeshiva. This is the old city of Kovno, the former Jewish neighborhood, the neighborhood of rich people, the merchants of Kovno. The Jewish name Kaunas is a Lithuanian name. The town was established in this path. This is the oldest point of Kaunas, the old castle of Kaunas, from the 12th century. Nearby is the confluence of two rivers, of Nemunas and Neris. On the, another bank of Neris is the Slobodka. Slobodka was a shtetl, an independent shtetl, not Kovno, and from 1923 it became a suburb of Kaunas. But until 1923 it was Slobodka. I think it was the center of the Lithuanian culture and religious life, because the two famous yeshivas were in Slobodka. Now you can see the old castle, only the remnants of the old castle, of course, and the gray building is the former Jewish hospital. In Lithuania, like all over the Eastern Europe, rich Jews gave their money to build for the community synagogues, schools, libraries, and the hospital was built in 1845 by two Jews, Niedazer. This was a famous family of philanthropes in Kovno, Niedazer and Lifshitz. For this time it was a very modern and big Jewish hospital for 400 beds. We will see the hospital and the place of the old Beit Midrash. The first Beit. Old
Beit
Midrash,
the old
synagogue
of Kovno,
now is only the
place. Oh, I don't believe it.
He took a picture with a cow.
They are grandmothers.
What percentage would play of population in Kovno?
Before the war? I know that in the Kovno yeshiva, in the famous yeshiva, there were about 600 students. It's only, but not only from Kovno.
All right, well, Tanya. I think that's Sunday, no?
From Lech, this is on the border of Ukraine and Belarus. Yes. This is a place of the old Beit Medrash, the outer Beit Medrash. And
which one is it?
This was built in the 18th century.
What?
No, the place. Because after the war, the outer Beit Midrash
was taken down.
Yes, was taken down. And now we know only the place, and we have the photos of the old Beit Midrash. In the 19th century, for 30 years, Ethias served as a rabbi, Kovner Rav, Kovner Gaon, Yitzchok, Elkonin Spector. Spector was from a Hasidic family in Belarus. His father and his grandfather were Hasidic rabbis.